This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Farm Show for this Friday, July 31st. This is John Michael Marty. Daniken Tree Farm finished second place in the nation for its pine tree. For the first time in its 47-year history, Daniken Tree Farm competed in the National Christmas Tree Association contest held last weekend in Spring Grove, Illinois. The contest is held every 2 years, with winners selected for Christmas 2015 and 2016. The second-generation Christmas Tree Farm, located 5 miles west of Greenville, earned the right to compete in the contest by winning grand champion in the Illinois State Fair Christmas Tree Contest last year. David and Joey Daniken, the farm owners, entered an 8-foot Scotch pine planted in 2009. The tree was awarded second place in the pine category, competing against other Scotch and white pines from different parts of the country. This put the local tree into the top 8 trees in the nation, with the chance to send a tree to the vice president. The other second-place finishers included a blue spruce from Michigan, a Fraser fir from North Carolina, and a Douglas fir from Wisconsin. After the round of convention and public voters, the Michigan and North Carolina trees were chosen as the reserve champions. The champions of the contest were a Douglas fir from Pennsylvania and a balsam fir from Wisconsin. These champions will present a Christmas tree to the First Lady at the White House, one this Christmas and the other in Christmas 2016. The Danikens were excited with their second-place finish in the pine category and thrilled to be in the running to take a tree to the nation's capital. All the trees in the competition were extraordinary, and I didn't know if our tree would be competitive at this level against much larger and more experienced farms. So to get a second place in this category lets us know we're doing things right on our farm. That from David Daniken. Joey Daniken commented, being voted on as one of the top 8 trees in the nation, not only by industry leaders, but also by the public and other tree growers, is a proud accomplishment for our farm. Scotch pine trees are a staple on our farm and our biggest seller. David and Joey concluded by saying, "Our trees are the result of a big team effort spread over many years. More than 100 local people had a hand in growing that tree and all the others on the farm during its growth from seedling to national contestant." Stewardship of medically important antimicrobial drugs in food animals is the subject of a workshop targeted to livestock producers, feed suppliers, and veterinarians in 7 Midwestern states. The workshop will be held September 16th at the Gateway Hotel in Ames, Iowa. This free workshop is an opportunity for participants to gain a comprehensive understanding of 2 guidance for industries issued by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration regarding the use of medically important antimicrobial drugs in food-producing animals, as well as the FDA's revised veterinary feed directive. The workshop's also an opportunity for other stakeholders, such as state and federal agencies, colleges of veterinary medicine, and university extension personnel, to gain insights into the changes needed to meet the requirements. The September 16th workshop will include presentations by producer leaders, the local veterinary community, and representatives from the regional feed industry. Officials from FDA and USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, or APHIS, will also participate. A major part of the agenda is designated for producers, veterinarians, and feed suppliers to identify and discuss the management challenges ahead. And that's part one of our farm show for this Friday, the last day of July. We'll be back with part two after these messages. Time now for part two of the farm show for this Friday, July 31st, last day of July. And on the phone this segment, I've got Sharon Dieselhorst. Sharon is going to talk about a special horse show coming up at the Luck and Buck Saddle Club in Hillsboro on August 9th. Sharon, thanks for joining us today. What is the special reason for the horse show on the 9th of August?
Well, the reason we're having this horse show, it's the 3rd annual Holly Harvey Memorial Speed Show. And as a lot of people know, Holly died 3 years ago from breast cancer, and she was huge into the Saddle Club. It was kind of her baby, and she wanted her name to be continued on and helping with the, you know, the establishing of the horse show and, you know, carrying on the tradition. And so that's why we're doing this. We're raising all the money that we can for the horse show.
Okay. What are some of the events that are taking place on this August 9th horse show?
Well, there will be some exhibition poles and barrels. We'll have open 3D poles, open 4D barrels, youth 4D barrels, and master 3D barrels.
Okay. Tell me, what times it start?
The exhibition starts at 10 o'clock, and there will be no show before noon.
No show before noon, okay. And for anybody who's never been out there but would like to maybe participate, because certainly this is a great call. Okay, Sharon, what are the requirements for the horse people to anything special they need to know for sure on this show coming up?
Well, if you are not a member of the Youth Saddle Club, then there is a $2 one-day membership charge, and you will also be required to produce a negative coggin.
Okay. And how does somebody get a hold of somebody to get registered for this or to get more information?
Okay, well, I have a few phone numbers that I can give, if that's all right.
Sure, sure.
Okay, you can contact Kelby McCoy, 217-825-6630. Jenny Branham at 217-825-5211. Or you can contact me, 217-851-5787.
And that would be Sharon Dieselhorst. All right.
Yeah.
Sharon, thanks for visiting with us today. Again, the Luck and Buck Saddle Club special Holly Harvey Speed Horse Show coming up on August the 9th. Exhibition at 10. None of the competition before noon, you say?
Yep, that's right.
Okay. Thanks so much for being part of our show today. And good luck. And check in with me before August 9th and tell me how it's going, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you to Sharon Dieselhorst for being part of our farm show. That's our farm show for this Friday, July 31st. We've put a wrap on the hottest month of the year and certainly about the second or third wettest so far. Hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you tomorrow and, of course, Monday. This is John Michael Marty.